With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is revoking the plea deal reached with three men behind the 9/11 terror attacks. Earlier this week, officials announced all three men, including the mastermind behind the attack, agreed to plead guilty to all charges in order to avoid the death penalty. But on Friday, the Pentagon announced Austin's decision to revoke the deal, releasing a statement that read, "The responsibility for such a decision should rest with me." The three defendants in question provided training, money, and assistance to the 19 terrorists who hijacked the passenger planes in 2001. The Secret Service director says they did not know that a gunman was at President Trump's rally in Butler.
Based on what I know right now, neither the Secret Service counter-sniper teams nor members of the former president's security detail had any knowledge that there was a man on the roof of the AGR building with a firearm.
He said the agency takes full responsibility for the security failure at Trump's campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th. Also at SRNnews.com, the markets took a big dive Friday on worries about a weak jobs report, increasing global tension, and poor performance from tech stocks. Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says it's a tough day for financial markets.
Financial markets are in a bit of a tizzy, with investors worrying whether perhaps worst-case scenario, recession's already begun, and it's hard to make that case. But it could be that a more pronounced slowdown than expected is underway.
Friday's report from the Labor Department showed that employers added just 114,000 jobs in July, as far fewer than the 175,000 forecasters expected, and that unemployment rose more than they expected it to as well. This is SRN News. There's a transgender controversy at the Olympic Games.
An Italian female boxer surrendered just after 46 seconds in her bout against an Algerian who is suspected of being born male. Angela Carini didn't shake her opponent's hand after the decision was announced, but cried in the ring on her knees. She later said she had never felt such strong punches. The Algerian boxer was already a divisive presence at the Paris Games after being barred from the 2023 World Championships after failing a gender eligibility test. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A near-total abortion ban will remain on hold in Utah after the state Supreme Court ruled the law should remain blocked until a lower court can assess the constitutionality. With the decision, abortion remains legal for up to 18 weeks. The trigger law that remains would prohibit abortions except in cases where the mother's life's at risk. This is SRN News. Family members of a 12-year-old Houston girl killed by two Venezuelans who entered the U.S. illegally want justice.
They're supporting legislation that would limit immigration authorities' ability to release immigrants they detain. Jocelyn Nungaray's body was found in a creek June 17th after she disappeared during a walk to a convenience store. Authorities say the two men accused of killing her were detained near El Paso but released with orders to appear in court later. Nungaray's mother said Friday that she's backing the legislation which would bar federal authorities from releasing migrants if there are available detention center beds. Keith Peters reporting.
Hunter Biden will be sentenced in his Delaware federal gun case on November 13th. In June, he was found guilty on three federal felony gun charges that were connected to a gun that he bought in 2018, in which prosecutors said he lied about his drug use on a federal background check form. He faces up to 25 years in prison. More details at SRNnews.com.